This week we're talking about God's will to heal, and we're looking at reasons from the Word of God why we can know it is God's will to heal. And the past 2 days we looked at how healing is part of the atonement, but today I want us to look at another reason why we can confidently expect to experience and walk in healing in life. And that is that God's Word is medicine. And I would like to read to you out of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22, where the Bible says, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." So the word there for health is also the word for medicine. And it shows us here that God's word is medicine. It's health to all our flesh. You know, when you read the Bible, you are reading medicine. And it says that health to all our flesh, not just our spirit. So it shows that the Word of God contains healing. It contains medicine. Now, why this is a reason that shows us that healing is God's will is that the Word of God is for everyone. Think about it. God didn't just, you know, create His Word or write His Word just for a certain group of believers. His Word is for everyone, and His Word contains health and medicine. You see, whenever we need medicine, whenever we need healing, whenever we need restoration, we can go to the Word of God. It instructs us there to pay attention to it, to keep our eyes on it. But as we do, we can experience health and medicine to our flesh. And the good news is we can take as much as is needed. We can't overdose on the Word of God. The more we take, the better. And it also has no negative side effects. But I want to show you here that because the Word of God is for everyone, and because the Word of God contains healing, it shows that healing is for everyone. If you don't want to experience God's healing in your life, whether it's spirit, soul, or body, then don't read the Bible, because the Bible contains health and medicine for all of us. And that is good news. You know, if you need some healing in your life, whether it's in your heart or in your body or your mind, you know, you can read the book of Romans as a starter. You can read Luke as a main course and read another book for dessert. But, you know, if you need some healing, you know, you can read the Word, you can meditate on it, you can pay attention to it and incline your heart to the sayings of the Word, and it will produce healing in your life. The Bible also tells us in Psalm 107, verse 20, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. In John 6, verse 63, Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." So I want to remind you today that the Word of God is filled with medicine and health for all of us. And the Word of God is available to all of us. Therefore, it's another reason from God's Word that shows us that healing is the will of God for us. You are highly favored and deeply loved.